Well, thankfully, the AFL kept giving me AFLX. So they've tried to outdo me in the satire department recently. They've really lifted the bar and inspired me.
Oh, I mean, they just stand up and deliver, and it's just so you can deliver at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. They owe you, I think.
I know. I mean, I'm obviously not taking what they're taking to come up with that stuff, so I don't know if I could really compete with them.
Obviously, you've got to sell out audience, Titus, but footy in itself has a pretty diverse audience. You've got your Collingwood supporters who probably need to be heading to the dentist a little bit more than maybe your Melbourne supporters who are bringing cheese platters to games. How do you, as a comedian, write your jokes that appeal to both crowds?
Well, I think the one thing about footy is it's the one thing everyone cares about. Yeah. So, you know, not everyone cares about politics, not everyone cares about everything else. So it's the one thing you can talk to people about. And that's why summer's such a tough time, because people want to talk to you about their thoughts and their feelings and their hopes for the future, and we just want to talk about football. We don't want to know any of that stuff.
Do you find that, like, some people will respond to jokes a little bit differently to others, and can you tell which clubs they support based on that?
Yeah, basically you can tell different clubs react differently, but also I often get people will message me, you know, or they'll email me or message me saying, Titus, I usually love your stuff, but that joke you made about, say, Carlton, I didn't like. And then you look and they're always Barracks, whatever that team. Fremantle fans are the funniest. I got an email once for them after they'd had a particularly bad loss and I'd really gone hard on them. And he emailed me and said, you didn't go hard enough. Slightly different over there.
The show for you this year for the festival takes in how to improve life using the elite honesty of Topps sports people. What is the one important lesson that we really need to address in 2019? Is it personal? Is it relationships? Is it how we approach work? How we approach news?
Well, I think, you know, our parliament's probably the big problem, you know, up in Canberra. It's a bit like the Gold Coast Suns of parliament in that no one's really interested and they're not doing a very good job. And just like the Suns, you know, if you look up in the stands, it's all family members and journalists.
Stebs, you know, I've been having a little bit of a debate. And it's less a debate, actually. It's more just a conversation about the fact that we've both been living in Geelong and the South Coast for multiple years now. We're both finding that we've drifted away from the original clubs that we've been following and more towards the Cats. It's obviously we're in a privileged position where we get to chat to Cats players very, very often and get to be amongst the club and stuff. But are you feeling like 2019, as opposed to like 2009, 10 years ago, we're less loyal to our teams?
Well, I think it's one, you do know you can never change. I mean, you can't change teams, but it would be hard living in Geelong to really go for any other team. Yeah. One, it'd be impossible to find out about any other team in the media. I love down in Geelong, you consider media balance as if you have a story about Patrick Dangerfield one day and Joel Selwood the next. That's
story
basically
checks out.
Media
yeah.
balance. That's right. You know, I remember when the Geelong Addy announced they were doing a 10-page wraparound for Geelong season starting, and I thought, gee, it's a little light for them usually, only 10 pages. Why is it so short?
They had a couple of journos sick that day. Hey, we are so thrilled that you are back on the Melbourne International Comedy Festival circuit for 2019. We're going to get your show details, all the dates up at krock.com.au, and thrilled that we could have you join us again on our drive home. Titus, all the best for the show, and we'll chat to you soon.
Thanks for having me.